the Rebbe continues on in the Sikha, and the Rebbe says, what is the difference between, as he connects it to Yud Shvat, he says, what is the difference between the previous generation and this generation? So the Rebbe explains, just as Moshe Rabbeinu could not, had to be given the power to receive the revelation of Matan Torah from the Eibush, and only from him could now the Jewish people have the power to receive the revelation of Matan Torah. The Rebbe says the same thing is true of redemption. In order to receive these revelations of redemption that we're describing, that power has to be invested into the leader of the generation. And the leader of the generation can give it over to us. The Rebbe says that one of the examples that we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had, that besides for the issue of what Moshe Rabbeinu himself was capable of receiving, we find another problem by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, I don't have the power to communicate whatever it is that I receive to the Jewish people. My mouth and my tongue are heavy. I can't communicate. So even whatever revelation I do have already, I can't communicate to anybody else. And again, as it's explained in Chassidus Hashem, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high level that he couldn't bring it down to the level of everybody else. He couldn't communicate it because he was too high. And he couldn't communicate down to the level of everybody else. So the way Chassidus explains Hashem's answer, Hashem said, who gave man a mouth? Who gave man the power to speak? I did. So Hasidus explains that, what is Hashem answering? You're right, you don't have the power. But I do. I can give you the power. So we have here a similar thing playing out where Moshe Rabbeinu says, on the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't have the power to receive such high revelation. We also find Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I don't have the power to communicate such a high revelation. And again, the Eishes says to him, you're right, you don't have the power, but I can give you the power. So the Rebbe says, this is the significance of what took place on Yud Shvat. What took place on Yud Shvat? On Yud Shvat, Parshas Bot, what we saw by the Friedrich Rebbe was Histalkus. What does Histalkus mean? So the Rebbe explains what Histalkus means is that there are certain things that the tzaddik has that he can't communicate. There's certain levels of holiness that a tzaddik has that he can't communicate because he's too high. He can't bring it down to the level of the people because he can't communicate through physical means. When the tzaddik goes out of his physical body, then the limitations of the physical body are no longer there. So his followers, those who are connected to him, can actually in some way get more from him than they could when his soul was limited in the physical body. There's certain ways that we can get more from a tzaddik after his histalkus than we can get while he's still alive, because there's certain things that a tzaddik has that are too high, he can't communicate them. And when those revelations from the tzaddik leave the limitations of his physical body, so in some ways they become more accessible to us. So the Rebbe says, so what does that mean? So the Rebbe says that means that by the Friedrich Rebbe experienced Bayopara, which means that he received all the revelations of the Gaul, but he could not communicate them to us. And that's why he had his stuff. And the Rebbe says this idea that the Friedrich Rebbe did not have the capacity to communicate to us all of the revelation that he experienced is actually in the same way that we saw by Moshe Rabbeinu, that his speech was affected. Just as we saw by Moshe Rabbeinu that his speech, he could not communicate verbally, we saw the same thing happen by the Friedrich Rebbe, that he could not, his capacity to communicate verbally in the last years was limited. So this is an expression of the idea that he was experiencing very great revelation. By him it was already la'alta l'gula, he was ready for redemption immediately, but he couldn't communicate it down to us. He couldn't bring it to us.